From the WTXC newsroom, this is the WTXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March 17, 2017. I'm Philip Graham. The State Education Department reported on Thursday, March the 16th, it has awarded more than $6 million in grants to 42 school districts for the My Brother's Keeper Family and Community Engagement Program. Locally, the Hudson City School District will receive $145,000 to support programs intended to increase academic achievement and college and career readiness of boys and young men of color. The program also fosters the development of effective relationships between schools and families to promote student success. In 2014, then-President Barack Obama established the My Brother's Keepers Task Force at the federal level. With the adoption of the 2016-17 New York State budget, New York became the first state to enact the My Brother's Keeper initiative into law. The Family and Community Engagement Program includes parent advocacy, incorporating the use of mentors to improve student achievement, and creating outreach materials in languages spoken in homes so families can learn how to enhance school success for their children, beginning at the earliest ages through high school and beyond. You can read that full story at nysed.gov. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Columbia Green Shared Service Response Team has received $100,000 in federal funding to address counterterrorism and public safety. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced last week more than $5 million in federal Homeland Security grants was awarded to counties across the state, according to the governor's office. The Shared Service Response Team is a militarized unit of law enforcement officers from Columbia and Greene counties and the city of Hudson. The money recently awarded was received through the Tactical Team Targeted Grant Program, which is intended to enhance the stability, which is intended to enhance the ability of police and, I quote, handling an improvised explosive device or counterterrorism mission, end quote. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley said the money will be used for training and getting upgraded equipment for our missions. The team was formed in 2015. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that New York ranked 41st nationwide in voter turnout in the 2016 election. A report from nonprofit Vote and the U.S. Elections Project found that just more than 57% of the voting eligible population statewide cast ballots. Minnesota ranked first with 74.8% voter turnout. Hawaii was last with 43% turnout. The voting eligible population in a given state is determined using census numbers and other factors. The U.S. Elections Project uses that metric to determine turnout rather than the number of registered voters, which is a smaller pool. The turnout in New York for the presidential year was better than the 2014 midterms and gubernatorial election. Only 29% of the state's voting eligible population turned out for that election. The report advocates for election reforms, including same-day registration and automatic voter registration. Governor Andrew Cuomo has included in his state budget proposal provisions to enact both of those reforms. A version of early voting legislation was approved last year, but has not yet been voted on in 2017. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Ace Rose Snyder reports in the Altamont Enterprise that just before the blizzard this week dropped over 2 feet of snow on the area, the Burn Town Council argued about a difficult-to-hear intersection at a March 8th meeting. Highway Superintendent Randy Bashwinger has overseen studies about improving the intersection of the Seasonal Stage Road and Route 443, which quickly drips over and has dangerous sight lines. A home health aide caring for a 90-year-old who lives on Sage Road spoke about concerns about the intersection at the meeting. Brashwinger said that it took 2 people 8 hours to clear Sage Road and 7 other nearby roads during a February snowstorm. 2 petitions have been presented to the town board in the past year asking for improvements on the road in southern Albany County. A landowner near the intersection is not interested in giving up property to solve the issue, and eminent domain was discussed. Eventually, the meeting devolved into shouting about politics. You can read that full story in the Altamont Enterprise. The Daily Freeman reports that the roof of the Williams Lumber and Home Center store in Rhinebeck collapsed on March 15th under the weight of the blizzard snow. While there were customers and employees in the store at the time, no one was hurt. The Rhinebeck Fire Department said the wind blew snow to a particular spot of the roof, causing the collapse. The store, on Route 9 near Dutchess County Fairgrounds, will remain closed for, and I quote, an undetermined period, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Brenda J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Ablub's cell phone was seized on March 16th by state officials investigating his handling of a police shooting. A search warrant was issued by State Supreme Court Justice Richard McNally, a former Rensselaer County District Attorney, for the cell phone. In the 2011 election, McNally, a Democrat, defeated Ablub, a Republican, for the seat on the court. In February, Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an executive order allowing Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office to investigate Ablove for his handling of a case involving the fatal shooting of a DWI suspect by a Troy police officer last year. The police officer was not charged, and Ablove was criticized for not calling two civilian witnesses whose accounts may have contradicted the police's version to the grand jury. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Chris McKenna reports in the Times-Herald that Representative John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook, was the key vote that helped the American Health Care Act, or Trump Care, pass the House Budget Committee 19-17 on March the 16th. Democrats and all three conservative Republicans voted against the bill. Representatives Dave Bratt, Republican of Virginia, Mark Sanford, Republican of South Carolina, and Gary Palmer, Republican of Alabama. Citizen Action of New York activist group released a statement after the vote saying in part, and I quote, John Faso just sold out his entire district in the name of tax cuts for the richest 1%, end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a special weather statement warning of areas of black ice on Friday morning. It will be sunny today with the temperature high near 37 degrees, but Friday night it will be mostly clear with a low around 12. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a chance of snow mainly after 1 p.m., increasing clouds with the temperature high near 35 degrees. Saturday night, snow mainly before 2 a.m. with the temperature low of 24 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of snow mainly before 7 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 19. Sunrise today was at 7:01 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:05 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 17th day of March, 2017. Happy St. Patrick's Day. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.